Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people! Nazi whale margarine pirates!
So far, I've had
two
ribs.
You had two?
Whole pot pie.
I'm the prognostic.
Didn't they just start again yesterday?
Yeah. Like a slaughterhouse sangria.
You were eating a McRib when we showed up yesterday.
Yeah, so did you eat another one after we left? For this morning?
I ate another one before you guys got there.
On the drive. You couldn't even wait.
Good morning
aloha, biscuiteers. You got it dialed on in to KAKU 88.5, the voice of
Gravy.
That's right, Gravy, and it's a gravy episode. We're going to talk a lot about gravy today. It's not quite Gravy Day, but Gravy Day is going to be at the end of the month. We're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And so, as you heard at the beginning of this episode, we were having a little discussion about the fact that, yes, I had two McRibs yesterday. Yes, I did eat a McRib on the way home from McDonald's in the car.
I also noticed when I got to your house, you're just standing with your hands in your pockets outside looking into the distance like you'd just eaten a McRib. Just like silently standing in the middle of the yard.
It's that thousand-yard stare of what am I doing with my life?
Do you do that where you stick your dirty hands in your pockets instead of using napkins?
I like to put them in other people's pockets.
Oh, yeah?
Huh. Wait, so what do the inside of your pockets look like?
You don't want to know.
Pull your pockets out. Let's see what they look like.
There's a lot of garbage, you know?
Well, that's just lint. Everybody's got lint in their pockets. Mm-hmm. But we talked about this. Actually, on the last episode, we talked about using like a bath towel as a napkin.
Yeah.
Do you ever walk around the house in a towel?
No.
You live by yourself.
I walk around naked.
Yeah.
Full on.
So I walk when Diana's not home, I walk around fully naked. But sometimes, like if I just get out of the shower and I'm walking around doing stuff at home, I'll walk around in a towel.
I invested in a robe recently.
Nice.
Robes are good.
I'm living that
robe
life.
Towels with sleeves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. When you get out of the shower, do you put the robe on?
So I got a step before robe. I have a towel with a hood on it, and I use that first.
A towel with a hood on it?
Yeah.
And is it like a big, pointy, white hood?
Or is it the kind where if you put it up, you get 30 swimming speed?
And you can breathe underwater? That's the Cloak of the Manta Ray I think you got there, Chuck.
She got Cloak of Manta Ray. I want Cloak of Manta Ray.
You had a like 1 in 100 chance of getting it.
Right? Mm. You did have
1 in 100.
Everybody had 1 in 100 chance of getting the Cloak of Manta Ray, and Rhonda got it.
If you're listening, you have that chance too.
Yeah. Roll a D100.
Everybody roll me some D100s out there. Little Dungeons and Dragons talk.
It's just a regular towel with a hood built into it. It's pretty rad.
So it's like it's basically like a robe.
Yeah, it's like a but without the sleeves or the...
Is there a
It doesn't have sleeves?
No. It's just it's a towel with a hood on it.
All right.
Can you wear it either way? Or is there a right way and a wrong way to wear it?
I mean, there's an inside out or a right side in.
Why, though? You know?
No.
I think
it's a hood.
It's just a hood. It should be able to go both ways.
Yeah, I think robes are reversible, pretty much.
You ever
but they're not, though, actually. Because
no,
you can,
they're not.
Cause,
robes
like,
aren't, but...
Because they got the loops.
But towel hood.
A towel. I think there's... But there's like an inside and an outside of a towel, I think. Because you can see which side the stitching is on, right?
Some towels.
All towels have two sides.
I mean, they're all two-sided.
All towels are two-sided, but...
You're one is faded or less fuzzy?
In the event that you have a towel that you're supposed to wear, I feel like... Because of which way it's stitched, there would be an inside and an outside, right?
Well, the hooded towel does have an inside and an outside.
Yeah.
One is colored, one is not.
Hooded towel sounds weird.
If it's inside out, it is a white pointy hood.
If I came over to your house, Vince, and you had your towel wrapped around your waist, fresh out of the shower, I could be like, that's inside out.
Your towel's inside out.
Oops, here.
Let me fix that.
That's not a wearable towel. Regular towels are completely reversible. Now, let me ask you
this.
He's got
an Audi.
All right, when you're showering, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your shower protocol? Like, what are the steps? You do shampoo first.
Turn on a song first.
Oh, really?
I only shower with music.
Okay,
that way I know how long I'm in there.
Do you have a shower?
Do you have any other way to gauge time other than Pink Pony Club?
Do you have a shower radio?
No, I but I did take a 4 Pink Pony Clubs shower earlier today. After 4, I was like, okay, it's time to get out.
All right, so what's your audio system look like? Is it
just blasting in the other room?
You got like I got Bluetooth speaker?
YouTube Premium, and I just turn it on my phone.
Oh, your phone.
I choose an album. Like, I've been on the Kendrick Lamar kick.
Mm. Okay, do you have Spotify?
No.
You don't have Spotify, just YouTube Premium.
Yep.
Okay. And so that's pretty much the same thing, but with video.
Yep.
And you can also play it while the screen's closed.
Yes.
Okay. So you got your Kendrick Lamar on, playing through your phone.
Listening to Mustard.
Is it, like, cranked up and on the sink next to the shower?
So I put it on my vitamins. That way the sound doesn't get, like, blocked in any way.
What if the energy's going into your vitamins, right? Like, that's if you, like, play your kid Mozart or, like... If you're growing weed and you play your weed to Mozart, you know? You ever hear about that?
Is the girl who does Hot Pony Club or Pink Pony Club, is she lesbian?
Chapel Rome?
What is Pink Pony Club? It's a song?
Yes!
Oh my gosh, Vince.
Where?
We are going to play it 1,000 times this weekend.
You didn't get into Chapel Rome over the summer?
Hot to go?
I know who Chapel Rome.
H-O-T-D-O-G-O.
I know who. Did you just spell hot dog?
Yes.
Wait, H-O-T-D-O.
You gotta change the lyrics.
Hot doggo?
Hot doggo.
Hot doggo.
You know.
What is that a parody of?
No.
What's the actual song?
It's a parody of Hot to Go. H-O-T.
Hot. T-O-G-O. Hot dog. Oh, so the name of the song is Hot to Go.
Yes. And she spells... How do you not?
No, I know who Chapel Rome is.
Do you know who's the future president?
I know who Chapel Rome is.
But is she a lesbian? I don't know. The song's pretty gay.
I know a lot of gays like her music.
They love her.
I just thought that she wasn't really... I wasn't the targeted audience for...
Oh, you are.
Have we done this before? I'm getting like the biggest deja vu.
No, but you have made numerous Chapel Rome references at comedy.
Yeah.
Which I got because I know who Chapel Rome is. I just have not listened to any of her music. Oh, well, so maybe I'll have to... So what's the album that I should start off with? Does she only have one?
The one that came out in 2023 is probably the best.
That's the one with Hot Doggo on it?
Yes. Yeah, you got to try one of my gummies while you listen.
And Pink Pony Club?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so do they have waterproof Bluetooth speakers?
They have to.
Right?
They have to.
So maybe you can invest in something like that. They also, you know what I saw that was really cool? They have, you know how you have your shower curtain and then the inside shower liner, which is like a clear vinyl?
Yeah.
They have those with pockets in it. So you can put your phone on the outside of the pocket of the shower lining.
I want
that for getting haircuts.
So that, well, first of all, that was my idea, is that you have a haircut bib, but it's got like a clear plastic thing in the middle so you can look at your phone through it while you're getting your haircut.
And a little snack department.
Do you ever change? Popcorn.
And then
because you just don't want to talk to your hair cutter anymore. They're not bad. I'm over the small talk.
I know, and it's like especially if the same person cuts your hair every week, then you have to constantly make small talk with the hair cutting person.
And they tell you about their erotic adventures.
They do.
And also,
yeah. I know.
And you know what's worse is tattoo artist. I know neither of you guys have tattoos, I believe.
Because of what you're about to mention.
But
I would be so tatted up if conversation didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, when you get a tattoo, it's hours-long process. So, I mean, and it's a very intimate thing, too. Like, it's like a guy doing surgery on you, you know, because it's like he's pressed up against you, he's drawing on you, there's a lot of pain involved, and so, and there's like a lot of hours of conversation that have to go into getting a tattoo, where you can't just like, I don't know. I've seen some people put headphones in while they're getting a tattoo and be like, I got to listen to something. That's the only thing that can take my mind off the pain. But it's rough a tattoo.
What if you thought your dude was cool or chick was cool while she was tattooing, and then like an hour in, they're like, hey, did you hear that JFK Jr. is still alive?
Oh no.
Would you like throw on some headphones?
I'd be like, let me stop you right there. I just realized I don't want this tattoo anymore. Goodbye. Fortunately, almost all the people that I know that do tattooing are really cool people. And nice. So I've always had good conversations with like the people who have tattooed me. But it's like, if you end up getting somebody and the conversation goes bad, there's nowhere to go, and it's a long time. Maybe pick your tattoo artist based on how good they are, but also how good they are at conversation and how well you guys jive. Because
so you should ask them on a date before you book your appointment. Listen, I want to do like an 8-hour session, but first, coffee.
Yeah, or you know, do a little texting beforehand.
Yeah,
get the small talk out of the way.
Get the small talk out of the way, or just wear headphones, I guess.
Yeah, just send them a text to be like, "Does this towel look inside out?"
What do you think?
I like when people tell can pick reverse up on social cues. Do you ever not respond to like your haircutter when they're talking to you? Or just like,
I do that to my Uber drivers, and they just plow right on ahead.
Yeah.
Oh my! Is there a thing on Uber now where you can request a silent ride?
Yeah, and it doesn't even work.
No, they don't look at it.
I feel like the people who are going to talk are going to talk no matter what.
Yeah.
They're in it just for that. The hairstylist, too. They just want to talk.
I mean, imagine Eddie V picks you up. If you're listening, Eddie, and you're like, hey, man, I just want to be quiet. Even if he doesn't talk, there's going to be bird sounds.
Is there a and carrier pigeon in the car with me?
And spam jokes.
Sir, please stop.
One star. It's, at the end, it's like clean car, good music, weird bird sounds.
Bad jokes.
That's one of the things you can rate him on, is the quality of bird sounds. All right, so Shane, you got your music playing, okay? And then what's the order of operations for a shower?
It's gonna go shampoo.
Okay.
And
you shampoo every day?
No.
Okay. You condition every day?
I condition every day.
Okay.
But in like a normal full-on shower, I'll shampoo. And when I shampoo, I'll do my underpits, my balls and stuff with that shampoo.
I think the surrounding hair.
I'll do like my whole body.
Do you have that much armpit hair that you use shampoo?
I don't really have any armpit hair.
Do you shave your armpits?
I don't.
I know you shave your chest.
Yes, I shave my chest.
Okay. Sorry.
You caught me. I always get asked if I shave my chest, and I just
you
haven't
said
gone through
it. I didn't mean to out you, but you said it in the burger video.
I do swim fast because of it. And also, like, I just have like a few curly hairs. So like it looks cooler.
Because
I can't get I don't have like a hairy chest. Like, you guys probably have like an actual.
Which is why I don't shave my mustache, because my mustache doesn't look that hot. Or like a beard.
I don't get that.
You don't get this?
I don't get that.
You don't have the little triangle?
I just have like 10 hairs.
Okay. So you're practically shaved anyway.
Like, you know Angelica from the Rugrats?
All about it.
That's what my chest looks like.
Okay, well, I've never seen her naked chest.
Hold on here.
Can we just skip over
that's a wild analogy.
You have blonde pigtails coming out of your nipples?
Yes, basically. I have light hair.
You have nipple hair?
Yes.
I got hair around my nipples.
And that's like the main... Why? Most of the shaving is happening under my nipple.
Yeah.
They look like pubes.
I shave my nipples.
They look like pubes.
Yeah. I mean, it's about the same.
Every time I shave my nipples, I think about that scene from Pink Floyd's The Wall where he shaves his nipple off. And like, and then like my heart starts pounding. I'm like, oh God. Okay, so shampoo and conditioner in.
Are you bar soap shampoo? Or you got a body like?
Do you have like a 2-in-1 or do you?
I do not have a 2-in-1 because women look down on it. You have to hide it when they come over.
Now, I've always. What, the 2-in-1?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, this guy doesn't condition for real.
Yeah.
Now, when I was growing up, we always shampooed and then conditioned. But I heard that the kids nowadays are conditioning and then shampooing.
That doesn't make sense. And also, I do, conditioner.
That's what the Zoomers are doing.
Conditioner comes after the shampoo, and I leave it in, and then I do full body wash.
They also, you gotta leave the conditioner in.
They also dry their clothes and then wash them.
No.
No, but they're conditioning and then they're shampooing. Look it up. That's what the kids are doing.
Kids are at school, they're like, wet.
Wet clothes, bro. And they're all wearing wearable towels to school.
Are you a soap bar or a liquid soap?
I'm a soap bar guy.
Mm. In the shower.
In the shower.
Like balls and armpits.
I got all the options.
So I shampoo, put the shampoo in, and then while I'm letting that sit, then I utilize that time to go over the rest of the body.
Are you taking the bar of soap and like putting it in your gooch, or are you putting soap on your hands and then getting your gooch?
Well, I have my own bar of soap. So like when I was
I used that last night at your house.
not the one on the the one in the shower is mine.
I know that's the one I use. Okay.
I don't want to use Dial. I'm not a peasant.
Yeah. I saw your industrial size thing of shampoo for us.
Yeah.
Or soap.
So I have my own bar of soap, but when I was in a family, I still am in a family.
But while you shared a shower.
When I shared a shower with my family members, there would be like a bar of soap and we would use washcloths, I guess. People don't really use washcloths anymore.
That used to be big growing up, huh?
Yeah.
I like washcloths because you can floss.
You wash your face with a washcloth?
Never. I don't think I wash my face ever.
You know who uses washcloths? Black people.
Oh. All right. Yes. They also wash their chicken.
Yeah.
I feel like white people stopped using, kind of phased out the washcloth idea. Because now that I have my own bar of soap, I just go full.
My wife's trying to get me on the loofah constantly. She's constantly.
Now, I love the loofah. I've got a loofah, and I've also got some body wash. And on days where I need to feel extra clean.
It does make you feel extra clean.
It makes you feel extra clean. It makes you smell good, too.
Do you use soap every day when you shower?
Yes.
I don't loofah with the body wash every time that I shower.
Okay.
But I do use soap when I shower.
Oh, every time?
Are you not using soap, Chuck?
No, I don't. Not every time.
All right. Well, here's the crux of the discussion, Shane. When you're soaping up, okay? Do you do the whole body? Do you get the legs? And do you get the feet?
Yesterday I did.
I was going to ask Chuck, but I don't know the answer. We already know that Chuck is not bending over and washing his feet with soap because he's not using soap at all.
I clean my feet at least a couple times a month.
Now, see, I used to be under the impression that like if I soap up the upper body,
it all floats down.
It's gonna go down, and the feet will get like reciprocal soap.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
trickle down soaponomics.
It's the trickle down,
trickle down wash.
It's voodoo soaponomics.
Yeah.
But then I started realizing that I got better results if I actually take the effort to like wash and soap up my feet and in between my toes.
It's nice doing it. It feels good.
It feels good, but also I have less foot-related issues if I'm more diligent about my foot cleaning.
I think it's all about drying your feet out. If I don't dry my feet out enough.
Drying your feet?
Otherwise, you get trench rot.
They stay
well,
wet.
Do you have towel shoes?
No.
You need wearable towel shoes.
That's the wearable towel.
Yeah. That's the million-dollar idea right there.
Towel shoes.
Patent pending. But it's got to be the shoes with the toes, like that the hikers wear.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So yeah. Each toe gets dry.
Like a Japanese sock. Yeah. Like a glove, like a towel glove for your foot.
Yes.
And then you can just walk
towel
around.
Towel gloves
also,
for feet.
Why did they stop at the hairdryer? Right? You ever go to a car wash? I want a car wash for people. Like, I want to be able to go and get rolled through.
The Chuck wash.
Yeah.
And then the big brush comes down and soaps you up. And then they spray your undercarriage.
Yes. Yeah.
And they have the slightly cheaper one that has people, but they're teenagers.
Yeah. That's all I want.
Yeah, then like a teenage girl comes and like waxes you down and towels you off, and then you have to tip her like $5.
I mean, usually it's like an older Filipino man, but
well, here, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same man every time at the show.
But on the mainland, it's, you know.
It always is. He listens to religious country music very frequently too.
And hot guys. Yeah. There used to be a thing about like hot guys would be the towelers at the end of the car wash.
Well, you become hot by toweling so much.
Yeah, yes. You got to work out those towel muscles.
No, I just want like an industrial fan to blow me dry at the end of my shower.
Oh, dry.
Me too.
Now, you know what? I'm down with that.
Yeah,
like a giant hand dryer.
But
because
for people,
here's something I constantly have issues with. I get out of the shower, I towel off, I go into my room, and I realize that I'm still like mostly wet.
Mm. Yeah,
it's this constant issue that I have of like, I'll make a conscious effort to try to dry myself off completely with the towel, but then I'm always like still wet, and I have to go back for more drying.
Do you ever get into bed when you're not completely dry? I like to do that move.
I regret when I do it, but I do it.
You do
often.
That intentionally?
Oh, I love it, dude. Love it.
Does Christy love it that you're getting into the bed wet?
Do you put something over the pillow, or do you put your wet head on the pillow?
Usually wet.
I hate wet pillow.
Yeah, but I'm not getting into bed for another 12 hours or whatever.
Yeah, so it'll be.
So what do I care?
I spend most of my time in bed. Oh. So as soon as I'm out of the shower, I have to dry off because I'm getting into bed most of the time.
You asked a question in comedy once, and it was, do people use different towels for their butts?
Yeah, I got butt towel.
Yeah, butt towel.
So you have a towel just for your butt. I thought you were a corner guy.
I am a corner guy.
I sit on the corner of my bed and do a little shuffle.
You do not.
I do.
Jesus Christ.
Everything I learn about Chuck, it just
makes you not want to hang out at his house.
it's deeper and darker into the Chuckverse. So here's the thing. If you have a good robe, like a nice terry cloth robe, mm-hmm. can you use that in lieu of toweling off and drying off?
No.
So robes are not made
to towel off as much.
So a robe is what it sounds like you need, where like you've toweled off to the best of your ability, but you're still a little bit wet.
Yeah.
Then you get in the robe, and the robe does the rest.
The robe does the rest. Exactly. That's what, and that's why I love robes. I got this robe on sale at Express like 20 years ago.
Whoa. It was like a slim fit robe?
It's not a slim fit robe.
How low does the robe
It's a skinny
go?
Robe.
That's a huge problem for me.
Goes down.
The robe's being too
like you're
low.
Tripping on him.
Oh, so for Chuck, it's like a train, like a wedding dress, like dragging behind him. Well, for me, I have a normal size robe, and it goes down to about, I'm going to say, calf length.
Okay.
Maybe even ankle, but it's like the perfect size robe for me. And I thought I would only use it in colder climates, and so I left it behind when I left Philadelphia and I moved out here. But then after living out here for a couple of years, I was like, I missed the robe. And so I had my mom ship it out to me. And now I have my blue robe that I've had for quite a long time.
Wow.
And especially around this time of year when it's a little bit chillier out, I love robe season.
How often do you wash it? Because whenever you get in it, you're the cleanest you are. You're at like max clean when you get in it.
Unless you're still damp. And then how often do you ever make this mistake where you blow your nose into your bath towel and then it gets you more
Chuck,
allergies?
No. Chuck. I'm not coming over anymore. This is why I prefer to host things at my house because
you
never know what
you
traps and pitfalls.
Bathroom.
It's not if you're lucky at Chuck's house.
You gotta use Christie's bathroom. You use mine sometimes. I don't know why.
I used yours once the last time I was there, yeah. And I'm never doing that again.
Now, you guys, Shane, do you have a bidet?
No.
Chuck has a bidet.
I do.
Now, do you ever bidet before or after you get out of the shower for just a little extra butt cleanliness?
How extra clean can it get?
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes
I've been over-assuming how clean my bidet gets me. I've made huge mistakes recently.
Okay. You don't. You gotta. You gotta. You don't rely completely on the bidet.
You gotta do one checker.
You gotta use toilet paper also. But sometimes if I'm feeling like I need a little extra cleanliness, like I'll top myself off with the bidet before I get into the shower, and then I do the rest when I'm in there.
Do you ever want to poop but you don't have to poop, so you use the bidet?
And it makes you poop?
Because it conditions your pee hole.
It's like a little baby enema.
It's like, wake up.
Yeah.
And do some poppers.
Oh, man. Do you ever fart while you're using the bidet? That's just... Oof.
I've not.
Oof.
It allows extra access.
Yeah, it opens up.
It's all backstage pass.
The power of the fart
doesn't outweigh to.
Also, I have like a really strong bidet, and I got that
and super strong farts.
I got that cranked up.
An unmovable fart meets
an unstoppable bidet. Oh man,
Newton's third law of pooping.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, how do you clean the butt but still also make sure that you maintain? Like, I'll soap up the hands, and then I won't like put the soap in the butt.
You're not putting
I think that's what you're getting at. I don't do soap.
I
do soap on the balls.
I do soap on the balls as well.
Yeah, and I also use here's a fun tip for you guys at home. Pro tip: you can use your pubes as like a little loofah, so you can like rub the soap on your pubes and it froths it up.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. So I.
I sometimes wish I had hairy hands for the same reason. Now, I like it when the bar of soap gets smaller and you can do it, that thing in your hand where you squeeze it and it spins around.
Do you guys shower with your wives?
Yeah, like at least a couple times.
Showering with the wife is...
Yeah, I shower with Chrissy.
I don't like doing it, but I've had a few girlfriends that are like obsessed with that.
It's one of those things where it's like when you're a new couple, it's like fun and exciting to do. But then
we do it for hygienic reasons. She like pops pimples on my back and stuff,
and she'll be like loofah my back, and then you're like, 1 second, I just get my pews ready.
For the listeners at home, Shane just mimed loofing the pube loofah, the pupa.
Family heirloom.
Here's the thing about showering with girls and women in general. One, they like the water way hotter than...
Way too hot.
Way hotter than I'm willing to... And first of all, ladies, you know that the super hot water is drying out your skin. So that's why that's why you need to lotion more, because you're taking super hot showers, it's drying out the skin. Mm. You take a cooler shower, it doesn't dry out the skin as much. You're still going to have to lotion, but you don't have to lotion as much because the super hot water is what's drying out your skin.
Ladies, if you're listening, cool it on the hot showers.
Cool it on the hot showers. And...
Also, wait for it to get hot. They turn it on, and so then they like go solve like a Rubik's Cube and come back in.
Where I'm like, when it's shower time for me, I'm trying to get in and out as fast as possible.
Me too.
So like, so I like, get started like while one it's chapel cold. Rolls on.
Oh, you're going in cold.
What I love. The bat cold. It like wakes me up. I go cold and
especially if you need
right
to wake
off.
Up. Now, I can see, Chuck, if you're using the shower as like... I had a hot, sweaty day, or I just came from the beach. I just need to wash off, like the salt water. Or I need to. Sometimes, like I'll do, like I just need to rinse like off the sweat if I'm like hot and sweaty, but I don't need to fully soap up. But I'm not doing that very often. Most of the time, when I'm taking a shower, it's because I'm dirty from the day's
events. You shower every day. And you guys shower every day with soap.
I don't shower. Every day, every day that I'm working,
okay,
I'll shower because when I come home from work, I'm sticky and I hate that feeling of getting in the bed and I'm like sticky.
All right,
I know you don't have a job, Chuck. So, no. Yeah.
But same, you know,
same, but different.
Yeah, but
there's a coup in South Korea right now.
Sometimes, yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. The government just.
Had martial law.
They had martial law declared, but then the Congress overrode it. Who knows if the Congress is going to be able to override it. Hmm. All right, so back to shower talk. This is Shower Talk with the Biscuit Boys.
Biscuits and Gravy on
KAKU 88.5, the voice of gravy.
Could you believe that Spectrum wants to cut our funding?
We should talk about that at the end of the episode.
I do. I have been getting into good soaps, though. I've been using like goat milk soaps, and I just got reindeer milk soap when I was in Alaska. I'm looking forward to. And I like to use really good soaps on my hands, like the bar soap for my hands. I'm a big fan of that. I also, big thing about soaps, like soap bars, is you're like stick your fingernails in it, and you get the soap underneath your cuticles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a nail brush? When I was a kid growing up in my house, we always had the soap on the little soap dish, and then next to it we had a nail brush for like brushing under your nails. Have you ever used one of those?
I don't think so.
And I don't think people have those anymore.
I've been using the thing wrong.
I've never seen people with nail brushes anymore. But my dad is a mechanic. And so he perennially just has oil and stuff. You know when you get done working on a car and you have like oil under your nails?
No.
So he was... Chuck has never done manual labor.
I don't know. What?
So I also have... next to where I have my hand soap, I also have a bar of lava soap. Do you like lava? Have you ever used lava soap?
I like lava.
Do you know what lava soap is?
I don't.
I like the microplastics in it that poison the sewer system.
Lava soap is like a soap, but they put stuff in the bar of soap to make it coarse.
Oh.
So that when you really need to, when your hands are really extra dirty with like oil or grease or something like that, then it's like a coarser soap. And it's called, I guess it's like, I don't know if it's actually like a lava rock in there, but it's...
You're saying they put like pumice stones in?
It's like ground up, and it's in the soap when they make the bar of soap. So as you're using the soap, instead of feeling smooth, feels very coarse. And they sell it in the store. It's called lava.
Ooh.
Or lava. I don't know.
Yeah. I like gardener soap has some grits in it, too. Yeah. It's more of a cube.
Right. Or like that orange soap, too, where it's like powder.
I'm thinking of St. John's.
And it tastes like orange dreamsicle.
Don't eat
Obama's
it.
Obama's going to get good. Rid of it.
But when you were growing up in school, did they have the really coarse powdered soap instead of like the liquid soap?
No.
In some of the schools in Philadelphia, in the public school system, they would have like, instead of having liquid soap, they would have like a powdered soap, and it was like this coarse powder, and then you would wash your hands.
It was like an internment camp.
And then
did you have to get like de-loused before math? Like, what is this? Did you have urinals growing up? Like your first school bathroom, did it have urinals?
Yeah, we had urinals.
Yes.
In the boys' room.
Public school had the urinals that go all the way to the ground, which I don't understand.
I hate those.
I like those more.
Well, the splatter is unstoppable. Because the pee's traveling so far down.
Yeah?
You're splattering on your feet.
Huh, interesting.
Well, what if you pee against the back of the urinal, though? And then it's hitting the back and going down, so it's not falling all the way to the ground.
I just know that my feet get sprinkled with pee more often with those.
I never thought about it getting on your feet.
Yeah, you're probably in the stall next to me peeing on my feet, too.
If you go to the airport here in Maui, all of the urinals are full top-to-bottom urinals.
Yeah.
And when you step up to it, if you look around the outside of the bottom of the urinal, it's all pee spray.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what urinals I like? LAX has the best, not only the best urinals, but the best urinal. You know those things that they put at the bottom of the urinal, the splash guards?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. LAX has the best ones of all time. It's it looks like almost like a koosh ball material that sticks up,
mm-hmm.
and it's on the bottom, so it's like all these little like plastic points that are sticking up.
Yeah.
Zero splash.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
It's like the black hole of pee.
Yeah. The pee goes in, it does not come out.
Yeah.
Not even light is getting out of it. You can't even see them. Because light cannot escape. It's the best. And, like, I've only ever seen them at LAX, in the urinals at LAX.
That's the only thing LAX is doing right, because that airport isn't nice.
Well, it's not that bad.
I hate LAX.
What do you hate about it?
It's the gates aren't in where they should be.
You have to take a bus
the
Uber.
Yeah, what's that?
You used to be able to just go out and, like, catch your Uber out. Now you have to take a bus to the Uber to the rental car place.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So,
is that...
My grammar school that I went to, I stayed back in kindergarten to do it twice, but the other kindergarten I went to, they didn't have urinals until they did, like, a facelift.
Did you go to
like,
an all-girls school?
We had troughs. Like, you ever go to, like, a football game?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of troughs.
Troughs, dude!
When you go to shows at the Mac, they have troughs.
Really?
Pee troughs.
Oh, there's the trough in the back.
Yeah.
The secret, it's behind the porta potties.
It's the secret men's trough.
Whoa. Yeah. And all the men back there, you're always like, no one knows about this. Because, like, there's a big line, and then there's the few dudes in the back peeing in the trough.
Yeah.
And it's a bit, you know, the trough, you get to see everyone's business.
Yes.
You ever poop in the trough?
I don't go there and not poop in the trough.
Did your high school have doors on the stalls? Or our high school didn't have doors on the stalls?
Some of them didn't.
So, I remember when there was a time where they because they didn't want people like going in there and smoking or something like that, they took the stall doors off. So, like, if you were in an unlucky situation where you had to poop, you just had to like raw dog it and hope that nobody came in.
We had a co-ed bathroom at one point.
That happened to me one time. I was in like third grade. I like really had to poop. And I'm like, this is the deal. I have to. Like, it's non-negotiable at this point, and I have to go poop. So I'm in there taking a poop. little third grade Vince
taking a mini poo.
Two kids that I know came in and were just like made direct eye contact with me while I'm sitting there on the toilet, like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like, "This is the worst moment of my life."
Now, do you pull your underwear down all the way, or do you ever leave your underwear up by your knees?
I
leave them up a little bit.
I don't like to leave them up because I like to have it, it's too restrictive. I actually
sometimes in public bathrooms, I take them off altogether because I don't want my pants touching the ground. It's like so dirty.
When I'm at home, I take my pants and my underwear off and put them on the side when I'm pooping because I like unfettered leg movement and everything. I like to really. It's the only time you can man spray.
Leaving your phone in your bathroom while you're taking a shower is bad for your phone.
Well,
because the moisture?
Because also you're getting poop particles.
I have a separate phone for my bathroom. I use my old iPhone.
You have a bathroom phone?
I have a bathroom phone, yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever had a friend growing up that had the actual bathroom phone, like, on the cord?
Oh, in the... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And like, the same friend had carpeted bathrooms? What's that?
Oh, you don't see those anymore.
Wow.
First of all, carpeted toilet seats, already weird. What's with people that get the cushion seats, too? You ever see the cushion seats?
I like the cushion seats, but when it's hot out, your butt sticks to the cushion, which I don't like. But I do like the feeling of the cushion.
You ever take a dump in a public bathroom and it's so cold that it, like, steam comes up when you're doing it?
Yes.
What's with that?
Or if you've ever taken a dump outside in the wintertime and you go out to steam. One time I was on a road trip and we had to pull over because I had to go really bad. So we had to pull over and I went and it was like on the side of a highway, right?
What number? So
I'm like in the tall brush and I poop. And by the moment the turd hit the ground, it was covered in flies. Like, you don't know how many flies are out there in the wild, but it's way more than you think. Like, I was shocked.
It's crazy how much they
poop. I turned around to look at it, and it was covered. I was like, oh my goodness. It was really
eye-opening. I've noticed that with dogs in Kiehe. Like, Daisy will poop, and there'll be flies on it before I pick it up.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Except in dog poop this morning? Ugh, that's the worst.
Where are the flies before the poop?
They're lying in wait.
They're already in the poop.
There's so many more flies than you know. You know this because you and I have both used that green fly trap thing.
So the last time I got it, it broke.
It's like
that garbage juice spilt everywhere. It was disgusting.
There's like this type of fly trap. You've probably used it before. It's like a plastic bottle and it's got an opening at the top, and it comes with a packet of like stinky poop smelling like water, and you put it in there and the flies are attracted to it, and you put some water in the bottom so that when the flies land in the water they drown and they can't get back out. I used that one time. I had it outside my house for like 2 weeks, and it's like a gallon bottle. The entire bottle was filled with flies.
And here's the weird thing, they could reproduce in there. So there's maggots in there. They had like they're born in the garbage.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and I'm not saying like there was a lot of flies in there. I'm saying the entire bottle was completely filled with flies.
Like 1,000 flies.
At what point are flies like traveling a large distance to come to your house?
They say most flies actually don't like move like a couple mile rate, like a couple even.
I'm sure they're not going that far. Yeah.
Rats too, right? Rats live it their whole life only in a couple block radius.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And if you take them and drop them off somewhere else, they know their way back.
Hmm. Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know. Rats probably have a good sense of direction. I would think. Hmm. Especially, like, I think, like, if a rat lived in, like, there's a lot of rats that live, like, in the sewers and stuff. They probably travel long distances in the sewers.
I mean, they do that test with mazes and rats, right?
Yeah. So I think they would be able to find their way back if you drop them off somewhere.
This one time I worked in a bakery.
Not, like, Homeward Bound, but, like...
I was just thinking of Homeward Bound this morning.
Homeward Bound with, like, rats.
Did Michael J. Fox die or not? Is that just, like, one of those internet things?
What? No, Michael J. Fox is alive.
Oh, okay.
You know who did die? Christopher Lee. But... in the Lord of the Rings anime that's coming out, he's voicing Sauron. They're using archival footage.
Ooh, nice.
Which I think using the archival footage is one thing. I'm just glad that they're not using AI for his voice.
Yeah.
Like, what's with the Jimmy Dean? He's dead and he's still talking about sausages.
Jimmy Dean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's...
James Dean. No, Jimmy Dean.
James Dean.
Sausage.
So, if you're a spokesman for your company, that guy's probably stoked to be like, yeah, use AI. I'll keep doing it after I'm dead. It's good for the company. Mm. You know, he probably doesn't care. But actors are like, don't be using my AI to, like,
there's that Tom Hanks
use my likeness after I'm dead.
Where him and Robin Wright are, it's like almost all AI. It's like them throughout their entire life. Huh. And it's most of it's fake.
Well, they have to sign off on that, though.
Yeah.
But a lot of actors have stipulations now in their contract that they can't use your likeness to train AI or be used after their deaths and stuff like that.
Hmm. So Michael J. Fox didn't die? What's
Michael
with those
J.
fake
Fox is still
internet
alive.
Rumors? That and the guy, from Zach, from...
Wait, you're telling me you read something on the internet that was not true?
I know. Is it crazy? And it was on Maui Bulletin Board, too.
Wow.
I see porn on there sometimes.
On Maui Bulletin Board?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Chuck, I told you to stop doing that.
Whoa, really?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
You guys want to do a little follow-up junction?
Sure.
We might as well do some segments here. I've got some stuff for follow-up junction. Next up on the show is follow-up junction. Biscuit is right here. So for follow-up junction, Smiling Friends is the name of the show.
Okay.
I was calling it Happy Friends. But there's like a show called Happy Tree Friends, which is like the animated bunnies and stuff that kill each other. But there's the new show that's on Adult Swim is called Smiling Friends. Have you seen that? Mm-mm. No, it's kind of weird, but it's like a weird background show. You put it on the background while you're playing video games or whatever. But it's called Smiling Friends.
It's trippy dippy.
If you haven't seen it, yeah, it's really trippy. It's but like check it out.
Psychedelic colors.
Also, mole rips are a thing. Have you ever heard of mole rips?
Mole rips?
Mole rips.
Like ripping off moles?
It's disgusting.
Actually, if you Google mole rip, the number one thing that comes up is, what happens if I accidentally rip my mole off?
What does happen?
I didn't click on those.
Your chest looks like Angelica Pickles.
The best thing that you probably...
What did you mean?
You probably have to cauterize it, I would say. If
it
doesn't stop bleeding...
You just keep bleeding. How'd he die? Bled out. You know that little mole up by his nipple?
Have you ever lanced off one of your own moles? You just got to ice it and then cut it. Yeah, and
cauterize it. Just you just take a cigarette butt and
you ice it, and then you take the small tweezers you'd use to like pluck nose hairs,
ew,
and you pull it really far, and then you just lance it off.
What? Do you pluck your nose hairs with tweezers?
Have you cut off a mole?
Yeah. Yes and yes.
Yeah. Doesn't that hurt and make you tear up?
No.
I have an electric razor that I use.
The one that goes in and like is a cyclone in your nostrils?
Yeah.
That's what I use.
Yeah, that's what I use, a little attachment for that, and it works really great.
I also keep one right here, though, and if my eyes are ever dry, I just pull it and I'm good.
And it makes your eyes water.
Yeah.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
That's so for your acting career, if you ever need to cry on cue, just pull it.
Yeah. or cut off a mole.
Oh, God. But a mole rip is a term for... if you mix tobacco in with your weed in a bong and then you rip it all together, which I agree, it's gross, but we were trying to figure out if that was like a popular term. And I've only ever heard it in Hawaii, but I did a little research. It's more of like a West Coast term.
Ugh,
so it must have
gross.
Been something that people from the West Coast brought out with them. And
dumb missionaries.
Rooney or Ina.
But it is a thing. So yeah. If you look it up on... Urban Dictionary, you will find.
I don't even like. I don't like blunts.
Mole rip.
But I don't even like spliffs.
I like blunts. I don't like spliffs.
Don't like spliffs.
Well, a blunt and a spliff are two different things.
Well, all I'm saying
is, like, a blunt has the leaf.
Yes, I don't mind smoking weed with tobacco in a blunt form, but I am like kind of insulted when people.
But like a blunt is just the paper though.
Yeah.
But if you roll like a Dutchie. A Dutchie has
the
Dutch has the tobacco leaf that you can wrap around the outside.
That mummy.
To mummy wrap it. But it's
you ever used to buy 20 bags and put it all in a blunt.
Yeah.
In the back of your Volvo.
I got 5 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can bake out.
Yeah.
And everybody be like, you try to get out of the car and they're like, don't break the bake, man.
Yeah. And then you put on cologne and like your parents don't know.
Also, Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Yeah.
Completely out of production.
Oh,
they don't make them anymore.
You can
get the box on
there's
eBay.
Rice Krispie Treat cereal. Did you know this?
You mean it's out?
It's no longer in production.
So Rice Krispie cereal is done?
No, Rice Krispies are a thing.
Okay.
But back in the in the 90s and early 2000s, there was a cereal called Rice Krispie Treat cereal. And it was basically Rice Krispie treats that were chopped up into little bite-sized pieces and put in a box, and you pour it into your bowl and eat it like a cereal.
They'll make anything into cereal.
And it was possibly one of my favorite cereals of all time.
It sounds delicious.
And then when I was talking to Chuck about it on our last episode,
didn't know it existed.
Didn't know it existed, but also are you looking it up right now?
Is it just in Philadelphia?
No, I was looking up if Chapel Rome was a lesbian or not.
It was not only in just in Philadelphia, but it was like one of my favorite cereals of all time, and they discontinued it. So I was very sad to learn that Rice Krispie Treats cereal is no longer available.
I have a new story for Shane.
So what was the answer?
Rice Krispie Treats? She's a lesbian.
She is a lesbian?
She is a lesbian. Yeah. So my gummies could be gay.
Mm.
From the vibrations.
Could be.
Frequencies.
Yes, the good vibrations. I got a new story for Shane when we're done with Follow-Up Junction.
Let's see. We have talked about on the show many times about whales not being real.
Yeah.
And also,
big thing.
And also Obama... We all know that Obama's a liar, and there's a jump gate in UCLA, which he used to go back and forth from Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a new special on Netflix about the oceans. It's narrated by, guess who? Obama.
Barack Hussein.
Hussein Obama.
Mm.
And then guess what the first episode is about? Pacific humpback whales being real. So Obama is they're now they're using Obama.
I want to see those whales birth certificates.
Now they're using Obama's voice to push their harmful cetacean based pedagogy.
That's so disgusting. There is only one footage of whales being birthed, and it's from a whale watching ship.
Yeah.
There's only one video of
one.
It.
Yeah.
Qui bono? Who benefits? The whale watching companies.
So whales were
have you seen any whales yet this
almost
year?
Extinct.
No, because they're not real.
Okay. Well, no, they're just animatronics left over from
usually,
Steven Spielberg filming Jurassic Park.
Usually I've seen a bunch of whales by this point, but I think the whales are like late this year. There's only been a couple sightings of them. I've only seen I haven't seen any yet this
year. My whale's late. I got to go get a whale pregnancy test.
here's something that I want to talk with you about that I want to follow up with you, Shane. Mummy porn. You and I were talking.
Talk about being a dry guy.
Yeah.
All right.
I found out that we were postulating whether or not you could find mummy porn, like Mummy the Monster. But because in Britain they spell mummy.
Completely ridiculous.
It's almost impossible to find.
Almost.
To find mummy porn that's not British MILF porn. There's like no combination where it's like scary mummy porn, mummy monster porn. Like there's like I tried typing in so many different things, and it's almost impossible to find actual porn of a mummy. There's like hot, especially the mummy porn that you can find. It's almost all a dude mummy having sex with an Egyptian like archaeologist woman, right?
Yeah.
And it's like the mummy comes out and he's like, and then he has like a boner, right? It's almost impossible to find like a sexy girl mummy where that you can have like a guy having sex with a sexy girl mummy.
Also, I'm surprised there's a Japanese. Oh, here we go. The Chihuahua's World, the story of mysterious mummy and haunted doll.
That's not a video though, right? Isn't that? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
oh, that because, looks legit.
Because the only one I was able to find
are all the same Asian.
The only one I was able to find was animated. I found two that were animated, and then there was one
the mummy.
There's the mummy,
which is
parody.
I thought that was the best one.
Would you watch young Brendan Fraser porn
if he was having sex with a mummy?
Does it
and when
matter?
I say mummy, I mean British mom.
Okay. Chuck, what did you want to talk to Shane about?
Shane, have you ever heard of monkeys?
What about monkeys?
Did you know that a few weeks ago, a bunch of Reese's monkeys escaped from a lab in South Carolina?
Yeah, and some are still on the loose.
They're called
yeah.
Reese's monkeys. They're not filled with peanut butter.
Well, they're not.
We don't know that for sure.
what are they doing in those labs?
I'll take two.
Can we fill a monkey with peanut butter?
The answer is yes.
And it gave them superpowers, and they escaped. So don't fill your monkeys with peanut butter.
And it happened just the way you think it would. A new employee left the door unlocked, and the monkeys escaped. And
sounds like an inside job.
They didn't get all of them. They're still, and this is like weeks now. And like
the new employee's
month.
Name was Coco. It's like, so are you? Do you have any previous experience being a security guard? Shane, you use ChatGPT, right?
A lot.
Okay. Now, did you see the article that I sent you?
It won't let you say a certain name, right?
So this blew up the other day, and then they already fixed it because people were starting to turn it into conspiracy theories. But there's a guy named David Mayer Rothschild, and he's David Meyer de Rothschild, but he goes as David Meyer. Mm. And if you try to get ChatGPT to say the name David Meyer, even just write it out or anything, if you ask, like, you can ask about who David Meyer is, but it won't say the name or write the name David Meyer. And everybody was like, oh, why is this guy like crashing? It will like crash your ChatGPT if you even asked it. And so then there was all these Rothschild conspiracies that started cropping up, and then ChatGPT went in and they fixed it, so now it can say it.
Did they ever say why it was doing that?
Was it like an inside joke with one of the programmers?
No, it was because David Meyer Rothschild, he lives in the UK. Mm-hmm. And in the UK, they have that mummies. Like right to be forgotten. They do have mummies. But they also have the right to be forgotten from the internet, where you can like purge the internet of your personal information and stuff like that.
Whoa, really?
Now, it's almost impossible to do unless you're a billionaire Illuminati person, right?
Okay.
But he has so much money and time and lawyers on his side that he can actually enforce that law.
What did he want to purge? What did he want us to forget?
I guess he didn't want his name spoken by ChatGPT, and he didn't want to be in ChatGPT. So he thought he was better than everybody. But because of the Streisand effect, now it like put this huge focus on him. So they were just like, just let it say David Meyer, because he wanted to stop calling attention to himself.
Whoa.
Yeah. So now you can, for all you ChatGPT fans, you can make it say David Meyer now.
Huh. When you travel, Pornhub changes where you are, and it changes the preferences of what you watch.
Hmm.
Do you guys notice that?
Yeah, when you're in Republican states, it's all like gay.
Speaking of porn, we should do just a quick. We're almost at the end of the show, so let's just do a quick Morningwood. British porn star Lily Phillips is going to attempt to sleep with 1,000 men in 24 hours. That's 86.4 seconds per guy. To do it in 24 hours.
Do they need to...
Are you guys on the list?
...go to completion, or does it just, like...
The logistics, I don't know if you have to complete, but I think they're just going to line up 1,000 dudes and have each one come in for, like, a minute or whatever. The current record was set by Lisa Sparks.
Yes,
I remember
She
that.
Currently has the record that was set in 2004. She slept with 919 men.
Imagine being, like, the 917th guy.
You're, like, standing in line. You're like, I can't wait for my turn.
Yeah, or you're 920 and she doesn't get to you. It's like, all right, it's over. You got no. Been waiting here for 23 hours.
Wow.
So that's going down in January.
It's going down.
So hopefully we'll keep you up to date on that.
Starting the year off with a bang.
You know what? I also want to do this. I want 1,000 women to sleep with me in a 24-hour period. So.
It wouldn't work.
Wouldn't work. Oh, that's right.
You're gonna have to have one heck of a refractionary period.
Would I have to 1,000 times?
Or that'd be impossible. 1,000 times in a year? Actually, that's still...
That's still...
Yeah, you would just have to line them up and just put it in, take it out, move down the line.
And that wouldn't work either, because like...
Are you saying you wouldn't be able to last?
I'm saying that even doing that, even
I think it would become clinical after a certain point.
You would just get soft.
But you would have, you would have to maintain an erection for 24 hours.
Every once in a while, you'd have to do a few. and then the next one.
Yeah,
you and then in, out, in, out, in, out, a few.
Would it even feel good? I don't know.
No, I don't think they're doing it because it feels good.
Yeah, it would not.
All right. Oh, for Gluttony Club, I just want to give that a shout out like to Tajima, the new noodle place in Kihei in the Kukui Mall. Excellent.
Okay.
Also, go get your McRibs. The McRib came out today or yesterday. So for a limited time only, you can get McRibs. And yeah, it's where the Thai place used to be in the Kukui Mall.
That was the only bad Thai place on Island.
Oh.
Actually, they had a good pad Thai. I would go there every once in a while.
You guys see Lobster King's
noodle shop? They have a carnitas ramen, and it tastes like you're eating a birria taco ramen.
Ooh, that's nice. I like that.
It's so good. Highly recommend. And for spoiler alert, we mentioned that there's going to be the Lord of the Rings War of Rohirrim anime, which is coming out. And also Skeleton Crew is the new live-action Star Wars show that just premiered yesterday, today?
Like 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Okay, it's got Jude Law in it. So if you're a Star Wars fan...
From Jude Law's colostomy bags, the Jude Law is on your
side.
Yeah,
and also today's show is brought to us by Topher Grace's Etiquette School. When you go for Grace, call Topher Grace.
Is he still in that TV show where also, like, they're three brothers and they're all different socioeconomic backgrounds?
Today's also brought to you by Taylor Swift's Overnight Alterations. Sometimes you need a Taylor, and sometimes you need a Taylor Swift.
Funny for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by Alice Skarsgård Anti-Scar Cream. Guard against scars with Skarsgård.
All right, and so this week for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Oh, wait, hold on. I had the volume turned down. Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. There we go. Okay, so don't forget to, if you want to join in the fun with Chuck Stuff Knowledge Buffalo, send in your questions to thebiscuitsandgravy@gmail.com. That's thebiscuitsandgravy@gmail.com. This week, our first question was sent in by Denise in Denver, Colorado. Denise wants to know, Shia LaBeouf starred in what Michael Bay movie about robots?
Transformers.
That's correct. Very good.
What is Even Stevens?
They're robots in disguise. Our second question comes from Nicole in Christchurch, New Zealand. Ooh, international. She wants to know, what actress won an Academy Award for her role in My Cousin Vinny?
Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei is correct.
How long does it take to cook grits?
Yeah, dog.
Did you get these grits from the same man that sold Jack his beanstalk beans? Love that. I've seen that movie so many times. And not just because my name's Vinny. It's a good movie. Yeah, Marissa Tomei, still hot after all these years.
Still hot.
And our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof. Pete in Kahului wants to know, what is the name of the University of Alabama's NCAA football team?
The Red Tide.
Shane, should I count that?
I mean, it's Roll Tide, right?
Crimson?
Oh, Crimson Tide.
It's Crimson Tide. Very Crimson good. Tide. Very good, Chuck. You got 3 out of 3.
Crimson and Clue.
You are the smartest buffalo alive.